Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, South Coast Road Network to be upgraded, government recommits to reducing gun violence across Jamaica, and Prime Minister lends support to the United States in the wake of the Orlando mass killing. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us for the details. Government is to spend $326 million to upgrade the road network in the southeastern and southwestern sections of the island. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement during a press conference last Thursday at Jamaica House. Plans for the southeastern section of the island will see the road network from Harbourview in Kingston to Port Antonio in Portland being significantly upgraded. Works will include a four-lane highway from Harbourview to Bull Bay, the upgrade of the road between Bull Bay and Morant Bay, and improvement of the road from Morant Bay to Port Antonio and from Morant Bay to Cedar Valley. The upgraded road network is not being planned as a toll road.
We believe this is a far more cost-effective plan, as it will reduce the need for massive land acquisition, reduce the negative impact on communities and the environment. So we believe that this plan is a better plan. It gives access, it gives a better road, reduces cost, and still achieves the objective that we wanted to.
The overall cost of the project is estimated at $384 million. The government will contribute $57 million of that amount. The remainder will be provided by the China Exim Bank in the form of a loan. Plans for the Southwestern Road Network will see the extension of the South Coast section of Highway 2000 from Maypin in Clarendon to Mandeville, Manchester. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the move is being executed as part of plans to help finance the construction of the Harbourview to Port Antonio Road development project.
The revenues generated from this leg will partially support the repayment of the loan. So again, we have taken a decision that makes sense.
The Prime Minister has also announced plans for the construction of a toll road to bypass the city of Montego Bay in St. James. The toll road will be constructed by the National Road Operating and Road Constructing Company, NROC. The government has approached the China Exim Bank for assistance to fund the project.
We recognize that congestion in the city is having an adverse impact on the economic growth prospects of that area. This is a national project which continues the build-out of our road network.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has extended condolences and support to the people of the United States as the country grapples with the effects of the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, last week. 49 people were killed and more than 50 injured as a lone gunman entered a nightclub in Orlando and opened fire on attendants. In a letter sent to U.S. Ambassador Luis G. Moreno, Mr. Holness said the people of Jamaica have been good friends and supporters of the people of the United States, and Jamaica stands with them as the country grieves and seeks answers. Mr. Holness says the mass shooting in Orlando has brought focus on the high incidence of gun violence in Jamaica. He says his administration remains committed to effectively reducing gun violence across the country.
We have started the process of examining the gap between what our security resources can manage and the security resources that we require. And we will make it a priority of the government to ensure that we have the resources that can match the level of sophistication, persistence of the criminal underworld that is causing havoc in our country.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. For producer Vaughn Davis, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.